Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve DiBianco back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up more than 18 years, actually. He's been hanging out with us. Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, and also Vice Chair of Policy Coordination with an organization called ICANN, which you may not know as much about. You probably have it in the niggling in the back of your mind. You know, you've heard it before on my show many times, but you use it every day. Your company, your organization uses it every day, and they're still a very vibrant, very healthy organization, having gone through some reinventions. And Steve is a leader of that group. I'm so proud of his leadership with the conversion of ICANN that we've talked about over the last few years. And he's just back from a meeting, a global meeting of ICANN, and I've asked him to give us a report on that. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Hey, Jim. Thanks. It's great to be back on. ICANN, Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, held its one of its three meetings around the world, and it was just last week in Panama City, Panama, my first trip there to the Canal Zone, and a delightful place.
Hey, Steve, hold one second, folks. Hold one second, Steve. Folks, your URL, your website is ICANN is the governing organization for all of that. So it's very much a part of your life. Go ahead, Steve.
No, that's exactly right, Jim. So all of us who register a domain name are using systems that are managed and the rules are coordinated by ICANN.
Right.
So how do you acquire a domain name? How do you protect it from cyber squatters or others that would try to interfere? How do you make sure that you have domain names in multiple languages and scripts, and are they accessible around the world? And then on the flip side, Jim, all of us who use the Internet to reach websites or send email are using the domain name system every time we access it. So we need to count on the fact that when you type in netchoice.org, that you're getting the true NetChoice and not necessarily a site that's tried to hijack it.
So what happened? What happened? Sure. In what happened down south?
You know, the world of ICANN is a long slog of developing policies, but every once in a while, an issue focuses everyone's mind for the entirety of the meeting, and that issue is part of the digital fear gripping so many people around the world on online privacy. And the Europeans recently enacted a law just about 1 month ago,
GDPR, when it went back,
called the General Data Protection Regulation. That's right, another obscure acronym, GDPR. And it, for the first time, allows European officials to levy fines, massive fines, equal to 4% of a company's global sales, if those companies violate the new regulations. What about those new regulations is relevant to ICANN? It's this notion that if I went online right now and said, who is netchoice.org, at least a month ago, it would have revealed my contact information. So somebody who needed to reach me because they've seen something on my website, or they want to acquire the domain name, or they're worried that there's malware being distributed from netchoice.org, they would be able to contact me. My name, address, phone number, email, they're all in there.
As is mine.
And as is yours, at askjim.biz.
All the stuff, all my sites.
It's in this, all of your websites.
Yep.
And so that system is called Whois, like who is the owner of a domain name. And it's very important for law enforcement, consumer protection, people that are trying to conquer consumer fraud.
I've used it to contact people just to ask them if they'd sell me their domain.
Exactly. If you want to acquire a domain name that would be very favorable for your business, how else do you reach somebody who has the domain but hasn't posted,
it's very handy,
for instance, any contact information?
I got a minute and a half.
Somebody owns.
Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So the Whois system was never really intended to be the target of this General Data Protection Regulation, but it's an inadvertent unintended consequence that we've had to turn off most of that information sharing on who is in order to comply with this GDPR in Europe.
Wow.
So Europe's little pebble in a pond.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, go in line now.
So the handy went away.
On AskJim.biz.
The handy went away because of GDPR.
It did, and it was a bit of an overreaction on the part of ICANN. We spent the week in Panama deciding whether we needed to dial that back a bit, or how do we implement a system so that law enforcement, consumer protection, and others can get a hold of that non-public information now. The trick is, if you and I just want to find the owner of a website in order to contact them, there's probably no way we're going to be able to do that again.
Wow.
Under the new GDPR.
This is unbelievable. This thing gets uglier and uglier, folks, the GDPR. Every day, but as you remember, nobody's talked to you about it on the radio more than me and Steve Del Bianco. So keep listening. We'll keep you posted on what's going on. Another report from Steve after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.